I do live with a bunch of roommates because I live in a major city and our economy is failing us. Right. So I have a bunch of roommates. I'm the leaseholder. We recently just got a new roommate, and I've never lived with a woman other than my mom and my sister, so this is like a new experience for me. I hate her. I hate her so much. I hate her because I was expecting so much from her, right? She's a black woman just like me, and no offense to white people, but you guys kind of suck. Right? And I don't know if this makes any sense or not, but when you come from like an immigrant family and your mom is like an ethnic woman, you do dishes like out of fear. Do you know what I mean? I was looking for a roommate who like flinches. Like she doesn't do that. You know what I mean? She's actually the complete opposite of what I've always wanted. She's a hoarder, which is pretty terrible. She's been collecting jars, cans, bottles that have no business being collected. The other day, I went into the living room, and on the fireplace, I saw that there was like a rinsed out ketchup bottle, and inside was flowers from the neighbor's garden. And I was like, hey, what's this? And she's like, I'm decorating. And I'm like, with garbage? You know? And she honestly did this. She took the flowers out, she held the bottle to her mouth, and she went, yeah, she blew. And she said, music. And I'm like, you need to leave, right? You need to move, right? I have a lot of things to tell you about her, but the next thing is probably a little bit of an ism or whatever. I hate her because she's short. I know that's not a reason to hate somebody, but the other people I live with, with two other white men, and one's like 6'2", one's like 6'3". I'm 5'9", and this woman is 4'11". And I don't know where that is because I've never looked that low, you know? But she's been making requests. She wants us to like move down all the items in the house. She wants us to move down the mirrors, the photos. I get it. But the other day she asked me if I could reach her a cup from the top shelf. And I wasn't going to do that. That's where I drew the line. And I know you're like, why? Because there was other applicants, okay? There was other people that could have moved in, okay? And there was a short king on the list, okay? And there's no way that that man would have ever asked me to reach him anything, okay? Toxic masculinity would never have allowed that, okay? He would have waited till the dead of night, you know? Scurried across the kitchen, you know? Climbed the counter, grabbed his own sippy cup. You know, the last thing I'm gonna say about this woman before I leave is she's very spiritual. I wasn't really expecting that. She's really into yoga. I thought that was the extent of it, but what she meant was that she actually believes in demons. Yeah, like actual demons. She believes that demons can possess your body. And because of that, she's been like burning sage in the house. She's been burning rosemary, which is just an ingredient, you know? The other day, I caught her salting all the corners in the house. Holy fuck, guys. That's some crazy shit. You guys don't think that's crazy? I don't know. Whenever my white roommates come downstairs, I'm just afraid for them because they're seeing a black woman seasoning the house. Also, I'm just worried that they're just thinking it's going to be too spicy, you know? Just, okay. I've been Sasha C. Thanks for having me.